local, dependable.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Southern Climate Solutions.
Good morning and welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. You can find us in the app and you can join us in the conversation today at 850-437-1620. And it's a little warm out there, and it's going to feel even warmer. I think I heard Brent talking about 95, but it's going to feel like it's 105 today. So you want to stay cool for sure. Today, I want to welcome our guest from Southern Climate Solutions. I have Lisa today. How are you, Lisa?
Good morning, Jess. I'm good. How are you?
I am great. Are you keeping
awesome.
Cool and
awesome.
Having a great summer?
Well, you know, trying to. I mean, this summer's been sort of crazy, hasn't it, with the heat, with the humidity. I think everybody's struggling with it, but trying to stay cool.
I like to say that even when I'm hot, I'm cool.
I hear you.
I just want to remind everybody about your business and the difference, because I know a lot of people get confused. There's so many things, you know, we listen to, you know, people talk about HVAC and, talking about climate control, talking about AC, talking about, you know, heaters and this sort of things. But you have a unique business that specifically focuses in on dehumidification solutions. So can you just give us and all of us a quick overview about what you do and what types of problems that with dehumidification systems that you address?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's Southern Climate Solutions. We consider ourselves moisture control experts, and we provide permanent dehumidification solutions to eliminate excess moisture in homes and businesses. So with our climate, of course, being highly humid, having very shallow water tables, we deal with a lot of moisture issues in our area. We're considered subtropical. And anytime you have those kind of situations, you know, you're going to deal with excess moisture in the home. And excess moisture, as we all know, can cause just so many hazards. You know, it can lead to, you know, moldy conditions, musty odors, and very unhealthy indoor environments. So our solutions are permanent, and they deal with that excess moisture, to keep your home healthy, your family healthy, and that's what we do. And we offer solutions for any type of space, whether it's residential or commercial. If you have a crawl space, we provide encapsulation and dehu in that crawl to take care of your home, attic installation. So no matter the type of space, we have a solution for you.
That's great. And I think it's also important to point out that this is everyday solutions. It's not, you know, after there's a storm and you've had some kind of flooding. It's everyday solutions that help to keep the humidity down, which I can tell you from someone who has mold allergies specific. Thank you, because it's such an important thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we often say we don't sell dehumidifiers, right? We sell a healthy home, you know, and a healthy, comfortable indoor environment. And I mean, you hit the nail on the head with mold. There's so many people that suffer from it. They don't maybe even understand that some of their, you know, some of their health issues could be related to that indoor environment. I mean, mold is the number one cause of sinusitis. So if you suffer chronically, you know, you might just want to understand the indoor environment that you're in. And one of the best ways you can do that is to go out and purchase a hygrometer, right? Get them at any box store. They're relatively inexpensive, and they'll let you know what your indoor relative humidity is. If that indoor relative humidity is running at 60% and over consistently, you have the potential for growing mold spores. That's a threshold, you know, for mold growth. And it's our goal, right? So the healthiest indoor air quality is between 40 and 50%. And that's our goal with through our dehumidification systems, through our solutions, to put you in that very healthy indoor air quality range. 50% is really where we like to stay. That's the ideal. But that's where we get you. And, you know, you mentioned these are everyday solutions. That's very true. These aren't, you know, there are people that offer the disaster services, et cetera, but this is every day, right?
Right.
This is keeping you, your home, your family safe every day.
Now, I know one of the obvious indications of moisture is you can see it build up on your windows and the doors, but what are some of the other signs that people should be looking out for when they're looking to see if they have high humidity in their home or moisture, rather?
Yeah, you know, we deal with a lot of condensation on the inside of windows, and that's more in the winter months, right, when you get that iced tea glass, you know, effect. One of the first signs that most people experience is not what they see, it's what they smell. A musty odor is an active mold spore. So musty odors are a, you know, sort of a, you know, a red flag there. You want to understand what it is. It doesn't matter if it's an old house. Old houses don't have to smell musty. It's typically mold spores, and we get it in brand new construction too. When you get really saturated, we have a lot of issues with cupping wood floors. We'll have condensation on walls. And then you'll, of course, have your indoor environment that, you know, you keep turning the air down and turning the air down. You can't get comfortable. So there's a, you know, there's a relationship with comfort. Often we see people where it's very cold and clammy instead of cool and comfortable. And that's because really they're trying to utilize that, you know, AC to achieve comfort. And it may not be addressing, of course, all of the moisture in the house, which is typical and depending on the havoc that you have, right? So you deal with, you know, AC, it's meant to cool, it does remove some moisture, but in a very subtropical climate where we're dealing with humidity, 12 months out of the year, we have high humidity. Our average humidity annually is in the upper 77-78%. Right. So that's very, very hard to overcome. So that comfort is a big thing. And energy bills, you know, energy bills can tend to be very high because folks are trying to compensate, removing that moisture, getting that comfort through their AC. And, you know, our systems are very energy efficient. They don't draw a lot. So typically we see people come into it with an energy savings after dehumidification where, you know, they're saving 3-4% for every degree they turn down their, you know, their or turn up their thermostat, which, you know, can be significant. If you're running at 70 degrees, because you're trying to get cool. And, you know, after DU, we run our house on about 76, 77, and we're cold. I mean, it's cool. But we have 45% relative humidity in the house.
Right. Wow. I know. I think that's a common mistake. People just keep, you know, adjusting the temperature. But if you don't have that humidity under control, you're not doing yourself any favors. And you definitely will save a little money in your pocket by doing that, because it costs a little bit sometimes. For our electric bill can be a little bit high. How do you determine what the most suitable dehumidification solution would be for each client? I know everybody has different needs, but how do you come to choose that?
Right. It absolutely is. And you know, as I mentioned, we have solutions for a solution for a home with a crawl space is completely different for a home on a slab or a condo, townhome. Some people want to dehumidify their garages because they have expensive tools or boats or cars, and that can prevent corrosion. You know, dehumidification will prevent corrosion. You know, all that moisture in there isn't good. But every home is unique, right?
Right.
So an 1,800-square-foot home isn't all the same. We really look at how the house is laid out, what type of house you have, how it's laid out, and the volume of space that needs condition. So depending on whether you have big open great room with soaring ceilings or an 1,800-square-foot ranch with 9-foot ceilings, then it becomes a different, the needs become different. So what we do is we do go out and evaluate every home. If it's a crawl space, we get under that crawl. We look inside the house. Are you having issues with cupping floors? You know, what is it that you want to, you know, need to address? And then we go from there. We do all of that and provide a scope of work and a quote for free. We don't charge you for that. But that's how we have to, you know, we need to be able to evaluate to come to the point where we can get a game plan together, you know, and put that proper scope together to address the whole house.
Do you find that sometimes people will have, you know, you talked about the cupping of the floors. Do you find that sometimes people will switch out their floors or call somebody in to take care of their floors, but that's not the problem?
Yeah. All the time. Matter of fact, we work with several flooring companies that, you know, understand now that moisture is the issue and not their floors, because, you know, people will call them, you know, well, what happened is, you know, something wrong with the install and these floors are already cupping and it's moisture in the floors. And I will say one thing, don't replace the floors. You know, if you're experiencing cupping with floors, we have a great success with being able to lay those floors down. It's not 100% of the time, and it depends on, you know, well, it depends on a lot of things, but it takes a little bit of time. We have to pull that moisture out very slowly, but we do have success with laying those floors back down as opposed to replacing them. Much the same with remediation. You know, we've had people that have had remediators in 2 or 3 times to remove mold.
Wow.
And it's just going to, you know, if you don't address that underlying issue, which is moisture, that mold is going to grow back. And typically mold can start growing within 72 hours. So if you don't get your home properly climatized, you'll continue to deal with that, you know, that issue of mold growth, and then have to go through remediation again. So our solutions are very prevention oriented, right? So this prevents mold from growing. It climatizes that indoor environment so that we, you know, eliminate that need, right, for remediation by eliminating what is causing that mold to grow in the first place.
Wow. I want to remind everybody, you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel. You want to be part of the conversation, 850-437-1620. We have Southern Climate Solutions. We're speaking with Lisa today. She has been in business for 20 years. Did I guess that right?
Yep. Well, over 20 years. in the greater Gulf Coast area, and 100% happy customers, which is a great track record.
It definitely is. You can also take a look at their website, southernclimatesolutions.com. You can give Lisa a call at 850-319-7489. They can also get a hold of you via email as well. Is that correct?
Yes, southernclimate@yahoo.com.
Simple and easy.
Yes.
That is so great. And I want to remind everybody, you want to be part of the conversation? Ooh, and there is somebody who wants to be part of the conversation. This is great. It was perfect timing. Here's a question.
There we go.
You're right. What do you recommend be done in planning a new waterfront house in the city to be built on a slab?
So we deal with a lot of new construction. I would definitely say the sooner that you get folks like us in, right, just like you'd call your other contractors, your HVAC contractor, whoever that may be, the sooner you get that in into planning. We're dealing with several people right now in the midst of planning of building their homes to ensure that there's good placement and proper placement, right, for dehumidification on a slab that would most likely be in the attic space and then ducted throughout your living space. So it should be part of the planning process. That's the best advice I could give. If you can get ahead of it and get it as part of your planning, then you don't have to get people back in after the fact, carving up your drywall, you know, and that after you're all dried in. I mean, you know, we do it with existing homes, but to be part of the planning process makes it easier for the homeowner, as well as us, and, you know, any other contractors that are coming in.
Right. That's a really good it's really smart to do that. I was thinking about that earlier when I was reading a little bit about you, but now that you're talking about it as well, it makes a lot of sense. I'm from away, obviously, lots of people are from away in this area. I wouldn't have thought about, I would have thought, I want AC, or I want, you know, my heating and whatever, but I wouldn't have thought ahead of time that you might want to consider a dehumidification system along with that. And so I have the best seat in the house. I get to learn this.
Yeah, it's definitely an education. And I mean, you know, over the last 20 years, you know, with us, you know, in business doing this, it's just soared. And, you know, we have new building codes now, and they're building houses tighter, and this is creating more moisture. So, you know, it's becoming a norm, right? Because people are understanding that you really need to take care of the moisture issues in your home. You have any home, take a home on a crawl space, for example, that moisture gets in your crawl. And it gets trapped.
Yeah.
You know, the building codes say, oh, vent the crawl, and they're national building codes. Well, in our climate, you know, humidity seeks cool space. It's going to get in that crawl. We don't have that type of ventilation where it's just leaving. So what we see all the time are saturated, extremely saturated crawl spaces. That saturation causes wood rot. It causes mold growth. There are certain molds that eat the cellulose out of the wood. So then you're into structural issues. You know, it can just cause so many problems that, you know, really can be, you know, avoided through a proper application. But it's becoming very, you know, it's become extremely popular now as people, you know, start to understand. But we do get a lot of new people in the area, and they're from, you know, Arizona, you know, or wherever. And, you know, people are flooding to Florida. And what they don't understand is the humidity and how it affects their homes and their health.
Right.
So it's really about educating yourself and understanding how this environment, you know, can affect your structure, what the hazards are related to that excess moisture, and the fact that there are solutions to address it, and moisture control experts, right, as moisture control experts, that's what we do.
You know, I think the other thing I'm also thinking about while you're speaking is mold is not always obvious. People think mold, black mold. They think of, we're going to see it. But sometimes there's other molds that you can't see as well. So it's I like to say if you can see it or smell it.
Every color.
Right. I like to say if you can see it or smell it, it might be too late.
And black mold, it's interesting because we see molds of every color. Some of the most dangerous molds, and I mean dangerous to your health, right? Aspergillus of the lung, are clear, right? You can't see them. And mold will grow on anything organic. So we aren't just talking about on the wood underneath your house. It will grow on your drywall. It will grow, on your bedding, your curtains, your carpeting or rug. So it will grow on anything organic. And it can be very, very dangerous, especially if you're living in it day in and day out. We definitely saw an uptick of people with concerns and health issues during COVID.
Right.
Because they were working from home.
Right.
And it was really an interesting period of time because being out of the house all day and coming back in was very different, but they started experiencing, just probably understanding their house a little bit more and experiencing, issues that they hadn't experienced before, and particularly health-wise. So it really is a matter of creating, making sure that space is healthy for your family to live in, because, anybody, young children, immunocompromised people, or elderly people, very susceptible, to issues of the immune system, developing systems, particularly with mold, it can be very, very hazardous.
Exactly. Now, what are some of the ways that once somebody has a system in their home, what kind of maintenance should they be doing on their own, and what kind of maintenance would you, follow up with to continue maintaining the system?
It is considered an appliance, and they do maintain. We offer at Southern Climate Solutions, we offer a very low cost biannual maintenance plan. It's non-binding. You can opt in, you can opt out. But the filters do need changed. Algae tabs need to go in the lines. Coils need cleaned, et cetera, et cetera. And we come out every 6 months to do that as part of a maintenance plan. It's non-binding, but 99% of our customers do go with the maintenance plan. And it ensures that... manufacturer's warranty. So if something happens to your machine, you don't have to pay for a new machine.
Right.
As long as it's under warranty and as long as it's been maintained properly.
And you're unique. Your business is unique to this area. Are there any other businesses that do what you do?
Oh, sure. There are other businesses that do what we do, but maybe they do just crawl space, right? They do just crawl space and structural issues. There are AC companies that, deal with BQ. Our method, our applications for our DHU in the attic are independent units. We do not tie into the AC ducts. And typically because, those ducts go all throughout your house, right? And we install independent systems with our own ductwork to address the proper areas within your home. And that's just our application. But there's definitely, we have competition. It's healthy competition, right?
Right.
We're glad that it's out there because we understand, as more people, come into it, it's because there's more of a need and because people are understanding it more and how important it is.
Right. And you also, I know we've been talking about, individual homes, personal, but you also do commercial and industrial as well?
That's correct. We do commercial work. Everything is a commercial dehumidifier that we deal with. But we serve both residential customers and commercial businesses. Throughout the greater Gulf Coast.
Great. Thank you so much for speaking with me today, Lisa. This is Southern Climate Solutions. Go to their website, southernclimatesolutions.com. Give Lisa a call at 850-319-7489.